Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ramble. Hi guys, it's Remy. So in today's episode, Alicia is going to be talking to me about my weight loss and my journey with all of that. And before we started, I just wanted to kind of give like a little trigger warning to anybody who's ever dealt with, you know, an eating disorder, or just any sort of, you know, body dysmorphia, anything with your weight like that. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that before we start.
I hope that me opening up and being vulnerable can, you know, help you guys out. And I love you. And yeah, let's roll the episode.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what is up? And welcome back.
Welcome back to Pretty Basic.
Hashtag Pretty Basic.
Hashtag Pretty Basic.
Okay, so one, still absolutely loving the podcast. Like, I'm obsessed with it. I'm loving seeing everyone sending in when they're listening to it. Like, walking their dog, listening to it, driving to work. I don't know, it just means so much.
It's cute to be a part of someone's routine. I think it's so cool. My friend texted me. She's like, "You're a part of my Thursday commute now." I was like, "That's so special."
I love that. Okay, so for this week's episode, I actually asked Remy if it was okay that we talked about her weight loss.
Yes. Honestly, guys, I don't know what's coming at all. So will there be tears? Maybe there'll finally be tears.
Oh my God.
I don't know what she's going to ask me, but.
I don't know. I felt like it was something. It's something I feel like you talk about your weight loss a lot. I talk about my burnout a lot just because it was two very big times
very
in our lives.
Very prominent, pivotal times.
Very
yeah.
pivotal times. And I feel like it would be, and she totally agreed to it, BTW.
Oh yeah, don't worry. I'm here for it.
And I thought it'd be really good to talk about both of those things, but specifically right now, just the weight loss and everything, because I think it's something that is a huge part. And I feel like you can help so many people. And just hearing your side of it, because I told you this from the outside in, we really hadn't gotten that close.
Yeah. When you were losing the majority of it.
And you made it look unbelievably easy.
Yeah.
I just remember every week seeing you say, "I lost 12 pounds. I lost 20 pounds. I lost 40 pounds. And from the outside in, it just looked so easy.
I had no idea. And I will say I'm actually really excited about this right now because after doing the video with Nikki, which I did a video with our friend where she, you know, talked about everything and asked me all these questions and brought up that point, I had no idea that I had made it seem that way. And also having a conversation and someone asking me questions that I can really think about on my own and answer is a lot easier and I think a lot more genuine than me like sitting down and formulating a paragraph of what I want to say. So I think this is going to be really good and I'm happy. I don't know what's happening, but yeah, for those of you who don't know, a little bit over a year ago, I think like September of 2017, August, September, I decided to, start a weight loss journey. And since then I've lost about probably like 70 pounds now or so. I kind of don't weigh myself as much anymore.
Dang.
But I think it's really good that we're talking about this now, because if we had talked about it even 6 months ago, I would not have been in a healthy place to talk about it.
Yeah.
Or I would have thought that I was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wouldn't have been as good. So I think it's good that we're talking about it now.
And I think another reason why, let me know if this is wrong, but I feel like another reason why you don't talk about it a lot on your channel, for instance, is because you get so much hate anytime you mention weight loss or something. I've even seen comments of people being like, "Oh yeah, we'll try losing 200 pounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I think it's so hard. And back to last week's episode about your feelings are validated. It's like that you still, like, that's still big to you and no one should take that away.
Yeah. I mean, 5 pounds for someone is huge.
Exactly.
60 pounds is huge. 200 pounds, no matter what, like everybody is in their own, you know, in their own path, on their own path. But yeah, I will say I used to almost be so self-righteous with it of like, oh, I don't get any hate. The only hate that I would get is like, oh my God, like, do people think you're really that nice? Blah, blah, blah. Girl, you are in for a roller coaster, because the hate that I get now, in the beginning, it hurt so much. And it really sucks that people don't think about how much their words really mean. And people think that even if I hadn't seen it, the fact that someone could think to say that to someone really sucks.
Well, I remember when you first reached out, or when you first told me how much hate you were getting, at first I was like, oh, like, it's okay. And then I looked and I saw it. And that's when I was really mind blown just by how people could say those things. Cause I don't get that type of hate. Like, some of the hate comments you get are disgusting.
It's awful.
But I did realize a lot of it just because so many people are very insecure about their way. I mean, most of us are in whatever way, whether over or under.
Yeah.
I think it's just such a sensitive subject. So when people see other people thriving, like, that's hard to do.
Yeah. Weight loss is a very taboo subject. And it was the hardest thing that I've ever done. And the fact that I unintentionally made it look so easy didn't help me at all. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that's what I was doing. I had no clue. So yeah, I just want everyone to know that it wasn't easy and it was really, really hard, but I'm happy that I'm in a healthier place with it now.
I was gonna ask if you could tell people about your background for people who haven't really seen your videos or your whole story about it.
Yeah. So I grew up, you've seen my family. My family is extremely, like, very naturally thin, very athletic. And I was always like the black sheep of my family. I grew up as a dancer and I've always just been like heavier. I was never like, I gained a lot of weight in college and after college, but I was always like still never the tiniest one. And like, even growing up in competitive dance as like a fifth grader, like I stuck out for sure. I agree. And like being in the dance world where everybody is so tiny, like I was always aware, but I always also had this self-confidence about me where I was like, I don't care. But I've come to realize it was more of just like this complacency, not even like self-acceptance. It was just like, well, this is me. So why even like care? That's what I've learned. I've learned so much over this past couple years of everything. But yeah, I've always just kind of been heavier. And then I got to college and, you know, gained weight in college. I gained like the freshman 30. And then I left college and I gained even more weight when I moved out on my own for the first time. And I was completely alone in LA. I get food delivered for like every single meal. I wasn't cooking. I went a whole year without working out at all. I took one workout class in that year. I threw up and I never went back. So, that's, you know, literally, I've lived a very sedentary lifestyle and this and that. And like, I wouldn't say I was happy. I was just complacent. I was just like, okay, this is just it. This is like as good as it's going to get.
And you said growing up, you were on a lot of diets and stuff, right?
Oh yeah. 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 So I was always heavier and, you know, I had a lot of pressure from my family, specifically my family, to, you know, lose weight, not for a superficial reason, but because I would go to the doctor and the doctor would be like, okay, your blood pressure's high, cholesterol's high, your grandma passed away because of this, grandpa passed away because of this. Like, it runs in the family. You need to be careful. And I'd be like, yeah, whatever, whatever. And then, you know, in seventh grade, I remember being on like Nutrisystem, which is like basically it's like a meal service kind of thing where they,
yeah, it's a weight loss meal
it's a weight
service.
Loss meal service. And it's, you know, I think it's usually for older people. I feel like people in seventh grade should not be on Nutrisystem. You know, I did the crash diets. I would just try it so many times and it just never fully stuck until this last year. And I've come to realize that it's because I finally was doing it just for me. I like woke up one morning and like,
when was that switch?
I had this moment 15 times. Every time I tried to diet, I'd wake up and be like, this is it. I'm doing it. But the reason why this last one finally stuck is because, you know, I'd heard it from friends, family. Oh my God, the comments of you're fat, lose weight. You're fat, lose weight.
I can't imagine that.
I became numb to them though. And so it was almost like I predicted them. I expected them, so they didn't hurt as much anymore, which is really sad to say.
Did you blacklist that?
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I still have them blacklisted now, but
you can blacklist comments on YouTube so they don't show up in your comment section.
Yeah. Like specific words. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, I had like fat, you know, ugly, overweight, obese, things like that, all blocked. But yeah, I think it was finally, I just woke up and I was like, I'm going to do this for me. And I wasn't doing it for any comments because of my family, because of friends, because of any pressure from anybody but myself. And I can wholeheartedly say that's why I'm sitting here now and I'm doing better and why I made it happen. Losha, I have a funny story to tell you. Last week I was hanging out with Eli and he told me he listened to PB and that he used stamps.com for his shop collective X, and he loves it.
Wait, really?
Honestly, really.
Oh my God, I love that. It's so cute.
We're making an impact with stamps. And I love it so much because Eli's like my baby, and I just am so proud of him, and I'm glad that he took my recommendation for something that I love so much.
Well, that's perfect because they're one of our sponsors for today's episode.
Wow.
Especially someone like him who has so many packages to ship at once, or even the holidays coming up. Oh, it's just so crazy and hectic.
Mm-hmm. The holidays are an insane time. I'm always like mailing out things to family members and just this and that, and it gets crazy.
And that's why we use stamps.com. It saves so much time during the hectic holiday season. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class mail using your own computer and printer at home.
And right now, you too can enjoy the stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. We don't like commitment here. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in basic.
That's stamps.com, enter basic. So this is something that we've talked about too. And I think if there's anything that gets me the most mad,
grinds your
the
gears.
Most mad about when we talk about this is it's the slut shaming comments for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I see that, I get so mad, and I want to know how you deal with it because I genuinely don't think I could. And what sucks is, you know, if there was a, there's people saying that you've changed and now you're a quote slut, mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're twerking on a wall, mm-hmm. or, and you're the same freaking person.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you go back to my vlogs from 2013, I was twerking on a wall. You go to my vlog from last week, I was twerking on a wall. It doesn't matter, you know, my weight or what I was wearing or anything like that. Like, honestly, I still wear the same clothes. I wear crop tops and skirts every single day, mm-hmm. just like I used to wear. It's just like now all of a sudden, because I have a different body type, I'm suddenly a slut. And I will say, I know I talk about boys. If you listen to this podcast, I talk about boys a lot. But I think the way that I can deal with it is like, you know, I know I'm not a slut. I'm like the far,
oh, I know
I'm
that.
The farthest thing from it. And like, I love boy stuff and it's really fun for me because I honestly have never experienced any boy attention. And I will say I went kind of like crazy when it first started happening because I lost the weight in the beginning. And like, you know, boy stuff aside, slut shaming aside, I was really thinking about this yesterday, and I think why I'm dealing, or why I did deal with so many problems with it, and why I still am and trying to work through it, is that before I lost the weight, I felt like I had it all. And anything that was missing from my life, which a big thing of it was boys and male attention, because all of my best friends growing up were serial daters. Everybody had boyfriends and this and that. And I was always just like, it's fine. I'm going to work on my YouTube channel. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to do this. And like, I wouldn't take it back for anything in the world. I'm so thankful for everything. And I've developed such a great work ethic because of it and all this sort of stuff. But I put a lot of, you know, what if, and a lot of pressure on, well, when I lose the weight, this is going to happen. This is the only thing holding me back. So when I lose the weight, you know, I'm going to have a boyfriend. When I lose the weight, I'm going to be happy. When I lose the weight, I'm not going to have any insecurities. Like, I'm going to be so, everything's going to be crystal clear, picture perfect. And then I lost it. And obviously life isn't perfect. Obviously, you know, a lot of drama comes with everything. So now I'm even more insecure, which I don't think people get.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I think it's more of this, like, and I've talked about this before, and I just think it's like, I put so much pressure on myself. But again, before I had that complacency of just like, well, this is as good as it's going to get. So when I did lose the weight and I had like idealized this whole situation,
even idolized,
yeah,
just like
fantasized about it, like it's going to be amazing. And then I got to it. The biggest thing I learned from this is don't set a goal for yourself, because from the beginning when I started, I set myself a goal, a number goal. I also put my idea of what I wanted to look like on one of my friends, like one of our friends in our friend group. I was like, her body, that's what I want. It's perfect. That's what I want. And I still struggle with that where, you know, I look at her and she doesn't even know this, to be honest. I look at her, I'm like, why am I not like this? Why am I not like this? When, I mean, you and I had this conversation the other day. I'm just not built like her. Mm-hmm. I will never look like her. I don't have hips like her. I don't have this like her.
Like your body type.
Genetically,
is just,
exactly. Yeah. I'm never going to look like that. But that's something I struggled with. And again, I'm still struggling with. And I think a big thing is people want answers from me. Everybody wants definitive answers of how'd you do this? What did you do? This and that, like X, Y, Z, how did you get to here? Whereas I am still struggling and I've made strides, but every day I'm still struggling with it. And I don't ever know if I will have every answer. Actually, I can guarantee I'm not going to always have every answer.
And I think that's, you know, it's one of the, that's why there's always so many like crash diets and pills and stuff, because people want to be able to buy
something.
They
want the answer. They want to take a pill and then lose it. Yeah. Exactly.
But saying it's still a struggle and stuff, are like insecurities?
Oh yeah. So I think the big thing with insecurities is before, with that complacency of just being like, well, this is it, take it or leave it. It created this, like, people were just like, how are you so confident?
Because the panels,
it creates this, like, you know, a facade that I've just like, I love myself. And I go on body positivity panels and I felt like I became the poster child for body positivity.
Without even wanting to
I was overweight. Yeah, when I didn't want to. And I, like, at one point I had a call with my manager and I was like, I'm all about body positivity. I'm all about accepting your body no matter what. But I can't help but feel like when I go on these panels and people are like, how are you confident? Like, why shouldn't I be confident? I'm sorry. Like,
yeah. Are you insinuating I shouldn't be?
Exactly. There's this whole other question that they're not asking. A whole second part of it. Sucks because
you know deep down they don't mean it that way, but there's no way for it.
Not
to feel that way.
Exactly. But also I think that also comes in with the fact that I did have insecurities, but I didn't even want to like touch on them. It was like, I'm fine. This is me. This is just it. Take it or leave it. When deep down, you know, someone could just be asking me, how are you so confident? But I'm like, are you asking me because I'm fat? Is that why? But that's also just because that's my insecurity thing. Something that I'm still struggling with now, I told you this the other day, is I went to talk on a mental health panel the other day about my body dysmorphia that I'm dealing with now.
Me being the crier.
I'm like, oh, I'm about to cry. Well, I remember when I told you, I could tell you were like so surprised.
I think I did cry.
I think she might have cried. I cried. Thank you. I cried later on. I've cried about it, but like at the panel, I kept it together. But I remember I was, and this is like a week ago. It was very recently. I was sitting in the front row and I was talking, or they like, we're about to pull us up for this panel. And there's six like normal chairs up on stage. So I look at the chairs on stage and all I can think about, I start getting like, you know, when you like something like clicks and you just like start sweating, like you're so nervous, anxious about something. I start like sweating and I'm like looking at these six chairs. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go up on stage. Everyone's going to be staring at me. I'm going to take up like three chairs. I'm going to like hit the people next to me. It's going to be so embarrassing, this and that. And then, you know, it's time for me to go up on stage and I get up on stage and I sit down and like, you know, I just sat in a normal chair and it was normally and it was fine. But like, I have this problem no matter where I'm at now all the time. And I think it's because for 22 years, that's how I had to feel. And then, you know, this is the first real year that I'm fine. I'm different. And it's going to take me a long time to like kind of normalize myself with this body now. Does that make any sense?
Like, my heart hurts just hearing that story, honestly.
I like, I don't know. I feel like I don't.
No one should ever think that.
Thank you.
Or like, just,
it makes me sad that I would feel that beforehand.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine dealing with that for 22 years.
Yeah. It just like, and I think
becoming numb to it because it's so normal.
Yeah.
And
I think it's, I didn't realize how many insecurities I had before. Maybe it's, oh my God.
We always have realizations we love.
Wait, I think it was, these insecurities have always been in me. It's just they're being brought out now because I was suppressing them so hard before.
And we know you're a suppressor.
I'm a suppressor. Even like the other day, I was telling you, Alicia and I fly a lot together. And I was telling her how getting onto planes before, even yesterday we were on a plane. And you know, when you like walk through the middle of the aisle, I was walking behind you, you know, like you like sometimes you can hit people, things that I like hold myself so small. Like I just like hold myself when we're walking through because I don't want to hit anybody because I don't want people to think like, oh my God, like this fat girl is getting on the plane. Or even the other day I was on a plane alone and I was in the middle seat and this like small woman was in the window seat next to me. She was like a mom. She was really cute and she was so nice. And at one point she had to go to the bathroom and she was like, oh, can I get up? I was like, oh yeah. So like I got up to like move over so she could crawl or like so she could get out. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, it's fine. You're smaller than me. Like I can just get over you. And she literally like walked past me without even touching me. Whereas like, that never would have happened before, you know? And I feel like before in my head, just with my own insecurities, I would have been like, hold on, like, let me get up and move and like have to push this person out of the way. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird thing that I'm dealing with now. And
did you ever hear before losing weight that that's something you would probably deal with? Because I feel like it has to be so common.
No, well, I feel like I don't do research on anything, to be completely honest.
Me.
I don't do research. Like, I just was like, I'm going to do it. But I will say specifically one day, which again was like August of 2017, I was with my aunt who I'm really, really close with. And I actually didn't even know this had happened to her, but when she was 22, she lost a significant amount of weight as well. She did it in a very, very unhealthy way. So she always keeps me in check now, which is really
good. I was going to say, I'm extremely glad that you're doing it a very healthy way.
I will say in the beginning it wasn't. And I couldn't even recognize that it wasn't. That it was unhealthy until now I'm living a much healthier life that I'm like, wow, that wasn't good. And I, in the moment, I was just like, I just need to lose it so fast. I'm like on this like fast track. Like I need to not
eat. It's like a high. It's a scientific thing that like working out can be a high.
Working out, are you like looking in the mirror like, oh my God, like, yes, this is I'm losing weight here. I'm losing weight here. Why am I not losing it here? Like now I need to eat less. I need to be in this deficit. I need to work out 4 times a day. So now that I'm like, I'm very healthy with it now. Looking back, I'm like, whoa, like that's actually so sad that I was doing that. I wish I could go back to my old self and be like, Rem, it's not a race. This is real life. You need to make sure that this is sustainable. You can't burn yourself out from this because you can get burnout with anything. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we have another sponsor that we've talked about before. This one I absolutely love. How Alicia feels about Third Love is how I feel about Skillshare. Skillshare is absolutely amazing. If you guys don't know what it is, it's an online learning platform with over 20,000 classes in business, design, technology, and more. Last time I talked about it, I told you guys how I took a bunch of cooking classes and it was really, really fun for me. But since then, one of my friends actually got sponsored by it too, and he is a photographer. So after seeing his posts, and honestly, I'm like not that good at taking pictures, to be completely honest. I don't know how I got to where I am today. But he recommended a few classes. And I took, he recommended a few classes and videos and I watched those. And honestly, they were so interesting and I learned a lot from them already. So again, I stand.
What I love about the stuff like this is one time I did an acting class actually online like this.
An online one?
Yeah. Cool. And it was cool. And it was fun because I think a lot of people associate school with hating it, being bored because of, you know, just the normal schooling system. But when it's something you love, that's a hobby or your passion, it's so different.
Yeah.
So it's fun when you're looking up something, if you're interested in cooking, like you're actually interested in it.
Yeah.
So it's not like school. It's
you're not being forced to learn. You actively want to. And when you want to do something, you're that much more open to it.
Yeah, completely. So I highly recommend it. And you can go at your own pace. And you don't even have to like do the work. You could just watch the videos if you want to. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Us as YouTubers, all I do is watch YouTube videos. And it's like watching YouTube videos, but you learn more, to be honest.
So go to Skillshare.com/basic to get 2 months of Skillshare for just 99 cents.
That's right. Skillshare is offering Pretty Basic listeners 2 months of unlimited access to over 20,000 classes for just 99 cents.
To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/basic. Go start your 2 months now at Skillshare.com/basic.
So yeah, I will say my aunt specifically one day, I don't think I've ever told this story. Told her, I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to, you know, do this for me and this and that. And she's like, she sat me down. She took me out to lunch and she was like, I want you to know this is going to happen. X, Y, and Z is going to happen. This blah, 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 blah. And I will say everything has played out the same. And like, even to this day, there are times where I like things are happening to me like today or things will happen next week. I'm like, how did you know? She's like, it's just like a pattern of things. And when she told me, I remember being like, yeah, whatever. Like you don't even know.
Can you give like one example?
People in my life not wanting to stay in my life anymore.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
I know. I'm going to cry. Oh my God. This is good. This is my therapy. But yeah, and I always ask her, I'm like, how did you know? Because she had never done that for me before.
Yeah.
Sat me down and talked. And I was like, how did you know this time it was going to stick? She's like, I saw it in you. I saw something changed different from any other time I would talk to her about it. And we're really, really close. So she's just like, I knew. I just knew in this moment, like I saw in you what I saw in myself. And I knew I needed to say something before, you know, it happened. Wow. And it stuck with me. But yeah, that's a really big thing, I guess, that we should talk about is...
No, I mean, I think, again, going back to, like, it looking easy, it looks like you just woke up and was like, okay, like, I'm gonna try now. But, like, knowing how many times you had tried before and knowing how much more... Like, I think that's what's...
Well, I think that, but also, I think even in this 1 year journey, it wasn't easy. I only put online. I mean, I did what I eat in a day. Of course, that's going to be fun and whatever. I'm showing you my breakfast, especially lunch, and dinner.
I mean, even last week we talked about how you can just smile for a video. And
you want to know something I've never said before is even in those what I eat in a days, I'd make the food and I would throw it out because I didn't want to eat it. But I wanted to make the videos, but I wanted people to know I was eating. I didn't want to get the comments of, you're not eating this and that and this and that. So I would like make dinner. And, you know, if I had a busy day, but I had to show people I made dinner, but I didn't want to eat past 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. I'd make the dinner at 9, be like, I'm going to eat this now. Bye. And I'd throw it out.
Dang.
Yeah. I've never said that out loud. And I feel bad for doing that because I never want to lie, but I was just dealing with my own demons, obviously.
But that I feel like that alone just opens people's eyes to see like how hard it was for you.
Yeah. And the thing is I can't go back and I can't change it, but.
But you can help other people who are going through it or about to go through it.
Yeah. And I didn't.
Or who have gone through it just to feel better about themselves. Because I'm sure people have done the same thing. But yeah, I feel like you could even help people going through it right now.
I hope so. I think that if I can take anything away from everything I went through, is that if I can just help anybody and do it in the healthiest way. That is the biggest thing.
Oh my God. I feel like you want to be your aunt for other people.
Oh, I do. I do. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for her. Like I don't know where I would be, especially like in this situation. I don't know what I would have done. So I'm so thankful for her. And I've talked about before how a lot of things came from it that I wasn't expecting within myself, obviously, like I'm for these insecurities that I've, you know, I didn't recognize that I had and things like that. But also, I mean, I just talked a little bit about it, but like I lost people in my life that I didn't think I was ever going to lose. And I'm still kind of trying to figure out and put the pieces together as to why. And I don't want to say too much because that's not information to share, but I've just realized like, I will fully admit I kind of turned into a monster when I first did it, but I realized it wasn't.
I think there's just a lot of things in your life that you're probably still going to be figuring out, because before the weight loss was one thing, you lost the weight and then XYZ happened.
No, it's a lot of other stuff. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like there's no, like in your mind, there's no way to not compare it and be like, well, because I lost the weight, this happened, mm-hmm. you know? So I think there's lots of instances where it's easy to see like, well, before the weight loss, everything was fine. And then afterwards it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. I think people so often do this. And for me specifically, it was just when I lose the weight, everything's going to be perfect. This is going to happen.
Idolizing.
But idolizing anything, like when I get this job, it's going to be perfect.
When I make this much money.
Yeah. When I get this house, when I get this. And like it's it's a natural thing to do, but it's such an unhealthy thing. And I am case A, it is not a healthy thing to do. I will say with this, I realized I am the type of person, I'm the friend who like puts everybody before me. And when I started to lose the weight, the thing is weight loss and like doing this diet stuff, it's not easy. And you have to put yourself first. That is the only way that you can successfully make it happen, is you have to put yourself first. If, you know, unfortunately, like you can't go out to eat all the time with your friends. You can't
be
eating.
Which is such a social thing.
It is. The amount of times I wouldn't go out with friends because of this, because of that. And like, I was so driven and like, I am glad that I did it, but it wasn't easy. It's not something I wanted to do. Or just, you know, you need to just put yourself first. That's the thing. And so by doing that, friendships where I had put other people first for so long, mm-hmm. essentially just like crumbled to the ground because the whole dynamic was thrown off now. And I'm not putting it solely on these people too. I will admit I became someone that I wasn't proud of for a while. And I think honestly, I think that's where a lot of hate came from too, is, you know, you've changed. And I had changed, but also I just like, I didn't even know who I was becoming. I was just trying to find myself. I'm still trying to find myself. We all are. And it sounds so cliche, but you know, there'd be days where I'm like, oh my God, I hate this person. Why am I acting like this? Why am I doing this? Like, I hate this person, but I didn't know why I was doing
it. Well, also, I mean, for suppressing, which we've agreed, you know, like you saying that you've suppressed emotions for so long in your life. And if they started coming out around that time, there's no way for you and your body not to be like, oh my God, what's going on, mm-hmm. and not act different.
Yeah.
Like as much as people would love for many things, but weight loss, for example, just to be a pill or something you can take real quick and mm-hmm. then everything's fine and everything's normal. Like that's just mm-hmm. not the case.
I can't say I'm not lying when I say that. There have been a lot of times where I'm like, man, I wish I had started YouTube now.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that breaks my heart.
Because people would, you know, people who are following me or subscribing for me now know me as this person. And I wouldn't be getting the, you've changed, you're different, making me feel bad about who I am now because I'm not who I was before.
I remember talking about dating and you opened up saying, oh, well, I don't want them seeing my old Instagrams. Like, I want to like hide some stuff.
Yeah.
But I remember, I think Nikki and I were telling you too, like, wait, are you kidding? Like, to me, that's one of the freaking, like, you have to be so driven. And like, that's such an amazing thing to me. Like, I would have never thought someone would look at that, for, you know, for a guy to see, like, one, if they do, screw them. First of
we
all.
We don't want you anyway.
We don't want you anyway. You don't deserve her.
On a side note, I need to remember to not drive when we come to record PB because it took me 25 minutes to find a parking spot. And it honestly just wasn't very smart.
Ooh, but you know what is smart, Rem?
What?
Going to ZipRecruiter.com/basic to hire the right person.
That was perfect.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast.
That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews.
So shout out to ZipRecruiter for being one of our sponsors for this episode. Right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/basic. That's ZipRecruiter.com/basic.
One more time, that's ZipRecruiter.com/basic. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I remember that being such a big insecurity for you. And I was like, what, are you kidding? Like, I think that's... like, I just remember being so shocked. So I was like, oh my God, I think it's, if I was a guy and saw that, I'd be like, yo, this girl gets what she wants. You know what I mean?
See, people keep telling me that and I still, like, I don't believe that.
I get it.
Still.
I'm sure if everything was flipped, I'm sure I wouldn't.
After the Nikki video, I went through my Instagram and I did unarchive quite a few photos. But even yesterday I was scrolling through and I was like, oh, should I archive this again? Like, I think it's something that I'm dealing with forever. Even like, I was hanging out with a guy the other night and like, he had like mirrors in his room and I was like sitting next to him and I was like looking, I was like, am I bigger than this guy? Like, how much do I weigh? Like, compared to him, it's like, it's still something I'm dealing with.
Like a daily struggle.
All the time. And I don't
and
know.
And then screw the hate comments on top
away.
Of it.
I know. I just.
And it may not. But I
know.
I think,
and that's something I came to terms with too, is like, I might be dealing with this for the rest of my life. I used to think, oh my God, I don't have any baggage. This and that. Like, I'm amazed. Oh, girl.
Literally me the other month, I said that too. I was
I've
like,
got
oh,
a
I have
full,
no baggage.
Right? Well, yeah, we had this conversation. I've got a full CalPAC luggage set with me. Oh my God.
Oh my God. We all do though. That's okay.
Yeah, I think once I realized that, I'm like, it's okay. It's okay to have baggage.
And your
feelings
are
validated.
Your weaknesses are also your strengths.
Wow.
I know, I'm like philosophical as I say the word wrong.
We've got Gandhi sitting right next to me.
Dang. Okay, this is a deep question and I'm not wanting to offend anyone or anything like that, but we've briefly talked about it, but not like completely talked about it. But I just want to know, like, how was it, you know, when I was talking about the slut shaming stuff, I kind of didn't want to mention it then, but I'm going to now.
Okay.
Like, did it feel like before if Remy was twerking on a wall 2 years ago, did it feel like people were like laughing at you because it was funny? Where like now you're a quote slut because you're not overweight?
Yeah. I think at one point I had reached the point of like, let me make fun of my weight before any of you guys can make fun of it for me.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I get the complete defense thing because I feel like we all do that with our own things, but like, that breaks, but even in movies, it's like that, you know, like it's just such a thing.
I'm just gonna like take, like swallow the pill and do it for myself so that when, if anybody else points it out, like I already did it. So, like got you know, cut to whatever the phrase is. I can't even think.
I guess, again, like I said, that's just the thing that gets me the most mad because you're the same person. You are the same person then versus now. I just thought of our videos and versus now. And like,
expectations versus reality of my life.
But how was that for you dealing with the difference of those comments?
I think at first.
Because that's a drastic difference.
I was just, like before how I was funny and now it's slutty?
Yeah.
I think it was more so just pure confusion.
Like the first time you got confusion. That, I can't imagine what you thought.
I didn't understand because first of all, with hate comments, I don't get it because I've never done anything to you. Mm-hmm. Like I've never done. I know. First of all, I know I'm a nice person, so I wouldn't. But second of all, I know I just haven't done anything to anyone for you to hate me. So that was my first thing. And then second of all, I don't like that there's a double standard with it. I think that's so sad. And something my aunt did mention to me during our talk was, you're going to get a lot of hate because weight loss is a very taboo thing. It's something, you know, the amount of comments even get now and people are like joking, but I will say also something that what's my life motto, Loesch?
Behind every just kidding is a little truth.
Which even people commenting on my vlogs now like, haha, oh my God, does anybody else feel so bad that, you know, she's working out in this vlog 3 times and I'm just sitting here eating McDonald's like, haha, like I know they're just kidding and it is a cute comment and it's sweet. But like when I read that, I can't help but think like, oh my God, am I making this person feel bad about themselves? And I will say also, I think with hate that I would get on my videos, I can't help but feel, and like, I think maybe I feel this way because I used to do it with other people too, is when I was extremely overweight, would watch videos of people who were more overweight than me. It would make me feel better about myself, being like, well, at least I'm not like that, and things like that. So when people are getting mad at me now, like, I don't know, I can't speak for everybody, but if that is the reason, like, I get it because I've been there. It was just like a way to make myself feel better about the lifestyle that I was living when I always knew it wasn't healthy. I knew that I needed to lose weight for my health and for myself, but I just didn't want to. Until I did want to, but I would just use that as like my own defense mechanism of like, well, at least I'm not that. So then when people comment those things now, I in the beginning it hurt me a lot, but now I see hurt behind them.
Well, also it's just human nature, weight loss aside, for people to feel better when they put other people down. Like that's why there's bullies. That's why that's why that's a thing. It's horrible. But I think people feel better. And therefore, like, especially a such taboo subject as weight loss, like, it's so much easier because, not to like justify that, because I do think that's wrong, but I'm not gonna lie, like, a lot of people do that. When you're in an unhealthy state and you look at someone, it's so much easier to put them down. But when you're in a happy state and you're like, and you're good and you're happy with life, you would never wanna put someone down.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Yeah.
So I think that just goes to show, you know, even weight loss aside, like, it's just human nature, which is horrible, that we want to put down people because it makes you feel better
about ourselves. Yeah.
But I can't even imagine a taboo subject such as like weight loss or something else that is even more taboo to talk about. And then it's hard because, I mean, I honestly like can't imagine.
I think with the hate comments too, I've fully come to terms and understand now that I can't win. I can't win. People would tell me before that I'm fat, I need to lose weight, I'm obese, da 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 da. I lose weight and now I'm slutty and I talk about weight loss too much and this and that. Like, I can't win. And so I've come fully to terms with the fact that I'm just going to do what I want, live how I want, you know, talk about boy drama all the time because I think it's hilarious and it's funny and my love life is a complete joke.
But, and you know you're not a slut.
And I know I'm not a slut, but I know people hearing me talk about it, it's like, oh my God, she's so vapid. All she does is talk about boys and this and she's slutty and she sleeps around and this and that. When I know the truth about that, so I'm like, whatever, I'll talk about it then because I can't win in this situation.
Okay, but to be honest, like that is a strength you have that I feel like I don't.
You'll get there because I wasn't like this 3 months ago. When we were demoing this podcast, I wasn't like that. So you'll get there. I don't know when. I don't know when I'm going to be, you know, feeling normal in this body. But maybe we'll get there.
Oh, my God. When you first actually did start losing weight, this just popped into my head, though. Like, I remember you saying a lot of people were like, oh, well, like, don't get too excited or like.
Oh, my God. Oh, like, hey, guys, like, I'm so excited. I'm going to be donating these clothes because they don't fit me anymore. Ooh, well, just in case when you do gain the weight back, you should probably keep them.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, what the heck?
Like, I want to know what are things that people just don't know about the whole process? Like that, something like that of like.
Of doing it online publicly for everybody to see. That's what I'm saying is I wish that I could just. I mean, granted, you know, I'm so thankful and so lucky and I wouldn't change it.
I know you don't want that, but I'm sure that there's like 2% of you that's like, oh, that would have been nice.
It would have been so great if people just saw me and like.
But here's a thought though, Rem, like maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really true.
You know, like maybe like life is so interesting and everything is like part of the puzzle piece and like.
It happens for a reason.
It does. And we can't change the past.
Yeah.
But we learn. I don't know. I just want to know what you would tell people. starting the journey now that you could like just give advice to kind of wrap it all up?
I would say it's not a race. And, you know, if you're going to make it happen, try and find the healthiest way that you can do it, because it is so easy to quickly find shortcuts and things like that to lose the weight quickly. And you will lose the weight quickly, but it'll A, mess you up, and B, it'll mess you up mentally and also physically. So I think just try and be patient with it, because one thing I try to remind myself is that you didn't gain the weight overnight. You're not going to lose the weight overnight. So be patient. It needs to be sustainable. The thing is, like, the lifestyle that I'm living now, I'm going to have to keep this up for the rest of my life. I don't have a fast metabolism. So I'm going to have to work out regularly. I'm going to have to eat healthy regularly now. This is my lifestyle now if I want to keep up what I'm doing. So just remember, you know, everybody's on their own path, and you have to just do it for you and take your time with it, because it will happen over time. Scientifically proven, it will happen over time. Just stick with it and be patient. That's what I'd say.
Well, thanks so much for talking. I feel like I'm excited, because I feel like people are going to really understand you. And when we talk about the weight later in another episode, like, they're going to really understand.
So. No, thanks for interviewing me.
Anytime.
My favorite interview ever.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Again, don't forget to rate, subscribe, and tweet us some topics that you want us to talk about.
Yes. Also, be sure to listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. And thank you for listening to my story. I love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.